Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.immc.org, for January 28th to February 3rd, 2017. Amidst international condemnation, Israel this week goes ahead with more settlement construction in the West Bank. In the meantime, Israeli army attacks leave one Palestinian killed. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. This week, scores of protesters were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation as Israeli troops attacked anti-wall and settlements protests organized in West Bank villages. IMEMC's Mesht Bajali has more.
This week, protests were organized in the villages of Bil'in and Na'nin in central West Bank and in the northern West Bank village of Kufr Kaddoum. In Kufr Kaddoum, many residents were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation as Israeli troops attacked the weekly protest there. Troops later stormed the village and fired tear gas into residents' homes. Later, the soldiers broke into the yard of a local home and used it as a military post and a firing zone to target the protesters, including youngsters who hurled stones at the invading army vehicles. Meanwhile, in the villages of Bil'in and Na'nin in central West Bank, Israeli soldiers attacked the protesters as soon as they reached the gate in the wall that separates local farmers from their lands. For IMMC News, this is Mesht Bajali.
Despite UN resolution and international condemnation, Israel this week is moving ahead with plans to build new settlement units in the occupied West Bank. IMEMC's George Rashmawi with the details.
The Israeli government once again ignored the international community's condemnation and the UN Security Council resolution concerning building more settlements in the West Bank and announced the intention to build new settlement units this week. On Wednesday, Israel said it would establish a new settlement in the occupied West Bank, the first since the late 1990s. It also announced plans for 3,000 more settlement homes in the West Bank, the third such declaration in less than 2 weeks since U.S. President Donald Trump took office. Israel also announced a week ago that it would build some 2,500 more settlement units in the West Bank. Such announcement drew rebukes from Palestinians and European Union as well. Meanwhile, the Trump administration said on Thursday that Israel's building of new settlements or expansion of existing ones in occupied territories may not be helpful in achieving peace with the Palestinians, adopting more measured tone than its previous pro-Israel announcements. In a statement issued 2 weeks before Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is due to visit Trump, the White House said the administration has not taken any official position on settlement activity. Also, France condemned Israel's plans to construct new settlement units. The French Ministry of Foreign Affairs said in a statement answering a question about the impact of Israel's ongoing settlement activity on the peace process that it condemns this decision and reaffirms that settlement activities are in violation of international law, notably United Nations Security Council Resolution 2334, and seriously undermine the prospects for just and lasting peace. Such decision by the Israeli government ridiculed the evacuation of the Israeli outpost Amona in the northern West Bank. The Israeli military and police completed evacuating settlers from the illegal outpost of Amona in compliance with the Israeli government's decision on January 31st. Hundreds of settler youth streamed into the outpost to fight the court-ordered evacuation. Amona, built on a private Palestinian land, was ordered evacuated by the High Court of Justice in 2014, but dates for its evacuation have been pushed back repeatedly until a final date was set to February 8th. Amona is one of four outposts that were ordered to be evacuated in preparation for the unilateral disengagement from the Gaza Strip in 2005, ordered by the then Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. For IMENC News, this is George Rishmael.
Israeli gunfire leave one killed, two injured Palestinians in the West Bank, and another injured youth in Gaza this week. IMEMC's Ghassan Bannoura reports.
Israeli soldiers shot and killed on Sunday morning a Palestinian teen and wounded at least three others during clashes that took place after several Israeli military vehicles invaded Jenin refugee camp in the northern West Bank district of Jenin. Medical sources in Jenin said that the young man, Muhammad Mahmoud Abu Khalifa, 19, was shot with a live round in his back, while three other Palestinians were injured and all were moved to the Jenin governmental hospital. Moreover, Israeli settlers have injured a Palestinian man while throwing stones at a Palestinian vehicle traveling on the main road between the occupied West Bank cities of Ramallah and Nablus on Monday afternoon, local sources said. Nahed Kabha was wounded when Israeli settlers threw stones at his minibus. He was taken to a hospital for treatment. 10 Palestinian vehicles were damaged by the settler stones, local sources added. Also on Monday, a Palestinian youth sustained injuries in his leg after he was shot by Israeli soldiers at the Jabara checkpoint south of Tul Karim, north of occupied West Bank. According to local sources, Israeli forces opened fire at the youth aged 19 while he was working in the area. The youth was taken to Thabit Hospital in Tul Karim for treatment, and medics described his injuries as moderate. During the week, Israeli forces conducted at least 47 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and occupied Jerusalem. During these invasions, Israeli troops abducted at least 43 Palestinian civilians, including a child. In Gaza, Israeli soldiers shot on Friday a Palestinian teen with live fire during clashes that took place between many youngsters and soldiers stationed across the border fence in central Gaza. The 16-year-old was hit with a live round in the abdomen before local medics moved him to Al-Aqsa Hospital. Eyewitnesses said that the soldiers were heavily deployed across the border fence in the area and fired many live rounds, rubber-coated steel bullets and gas bombs at many protesters who marched in the area. Earlier in the week, Israeli gunboats stationed off the northern western Gaza Strip shore opened heavy machine gun fire at Palestinian fishing boats and forced them back to shore. No injuries were reported. For IMEMC News, this is Ghassan Bannoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for January 28th to February 3rd, 2017, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by Said Najee and me, Man Abdurrabbo Bannoura.